Unit 5. English and English-speaking countries. Lesson 18. Exercise 1.2.
I stayed with an English family for a few weeks last summer. I had a fantastic time and learned a lot about English history and English culture. I even learned a few new English words.
What do you mean? You already speak English, don't you?
Yeah, but in England they have different words for things.
Such as?
Well, let me give you some examples. One day we went into a building. Peter, my English friend, told me, "We must take the elevator at the first floor."
Elevator? They're the same as lift, right?
Yes, it was also very strange. When I looked for the lift on the first floor, I couldn't find it. Peter told me that in England, the first floor referred to the second floor of the building. They called the first floor ground floor.
Oh, I see. And what else is different?
Well, another day we were out in the street, and I started to feel a little hungry. So I said, "I want something to eat. Let's go to that store over there and buy some chips." And Peter said, "They don't sell chips there. It's not a restaurant, you know." You see, in England, chips is the word that they use for French fries. When they talk about the things that we call chips, they say crisps.
This is very interesting. Are there many different words between American and British English?
No, there aren't many. But there are some. We have cookies, but in England the word is biscuits. And in England, people don't eat candies.
No? What do they eat?
They call candies sweets.
Wow, you really learned a lot of new words.
Exercise 1.5. Apart from food and drink, there are also differences in the names of clothing. For example, the things that we call pants, they call trousers. And they call pants what we call underpants. The piece of clothing that they call a vest, we call an undershirt. And the thing that we call a vest is called a waistcoat in England. Isn't it interesting? Exercise 2.1.
It is sure that most Americans would say, "Excuse me, do you have?" While in Britain, it would be more common to say, "Excuse me, have you got?" However, both forms would be understood in both countries. This is also true for the differences in vocabulary. The British say petrol and filling station, while the Americans say gas and gas station. But if an American asked for gas in a British filling station, he would get what he wanted, and an Englishman who asks for petrol in a gas station would drive away with a full tank.